Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sue Lennon. Children as young as 10 can now face jail time in the Northern Territory because the Parliament has passed laws to lower the age of criminal responsibility. The change is part of the new Country Liberal Party's election promise to make criminal laws tougher. These include making it harder to get bail while waiting for a criminal case to be heard by a court and wider powers allowing police to search school students for knives. The previous Labor government had raised the age of criminal responsibility from 10 to 12 years old. That move was welcomed by Aboriginal leaders and child protection advocates. However, the Northern Territory Chief Minister says the government is lowering the age to stop children who have committed serious and violent crimes from reoffending.
And what we know is reverting to a system where it is the judge's discretion around what to do with a 10 and 11-year-old creates much better opportunities for authorities to intervene early in their lives, hold the young person and their families accountable, and also deliver community safety to Territorians who are very concerned about ever-escalating rates of crime.
The number of homes available for rent in Australia has dropped for the third month in a row. Property market firm PropTrack says the increase in rental properties seen over the first half of 2024 seems to have come to an end. Sydney's rental vacancy rate fell to 1.56% in September. However, the rental vacancy rate in Melbourne, Adelaide and Darwin did not fall. Meanwhile, Australia's Treasurer Jim Chalmers has rejected calls by the Greens Party to scrap tax concessions for property investors, which are known as negative gearing. The Greens claim that changing negative gearing laws could help nearly 300,000 Australian renters become homeowners. That's according to parliamentary research that the Greens commissioned. Israel says Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar has been killed in the Gaza Strip, with the country's foreign minister Israel Katz calling it a victory for the free world. The Hamas leader is believed to be behind the October 7 attacks on Israel last year, which triggered the war between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Mr. Katz says Israel conducted dental and DNA tests to confirm Sinwar's identity. Israeli media reported that the raid was a routine one which caught Sinwar by chance. Deputy United Nations spokesman Farhan Haq says the UN is monitoring the situation.
Our message has not changed. We have wanted the fighting to be halted. We have wanted civilians to be protected. We have, as I just mentioned, wanted the release of all of the hostages. And we've wanted improved humanitarian access through Gaza at a time when, as I said at the start, the risk of tremendous malnutrition and of famine are once again alarming.
Over the past year, the conflict has left more than 1,200 Israelis dead and killed more than 40,000 Palestinians. Back home, Foreign Minister Penny Wong has backed calls for a ceasefire to stop the war after the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. Ms. Wong says his death could lead to an end to the year-long conflict.
Sinwar was a terrorist who caused untold suffering to so many people, and his violence culminated in the worst loss of Jewish life on a single day since the Holocaust. Sinwar's death is an opportunity for this war to end. We again call for ceasefire. We again call for all the hostages to come home.
And in sport, Russia is again criticising the International Olympic Committee for what it says is the politicisation of sport. Russia's sports minister says each country's Olympic organisation needs to maintain dialogue without insulting each other. The comments come after Russia was barred from competing at this year's Paris Olympics because of international concerns over the war in Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin says the Olympic movement is trying to make sport a platform for capitalism, unnatural behaviour and the denial of traditional values. I'm Sue Lannan. This is SBS News in Easy English.